T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from directconversations.com. It's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Time travel. It's not a superpower. It's a disability. It's what's wrong with me. Can I help you?
Henry.
Sorry, I don't know.
Claire.
So we've met them.
Yes.
Man, I'm a sucker for time travel.
That's a clip from the new streaming series on HBO Max, The Time Traveler's Wife, Tim Lammers, who's here from the future. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. I don't want to know what the future is like. I'm just focused on the present. Tim, good to have you back. What did you think of this?
Well, hopefully I can get through this next. If I'm looking ahead to the future, I will be giving you 2 good reviews. How about that?
Yes.
It's a very interesting series, Paul. It's a very engaging series from the get-go. Yes, it involves time travel. Actually, this is based on a hit novel, which is actually made a movie in 2009 starring Eric Bana and Rachel McAdams. But basically, it's about this couple. We meet them when she's 20. Her name is Claire, played by Rose Leslie, and he's 28. His name is Henry, played by Theo James. She drops a big one on him. She's his future wife. There's a slight problem with their marriage, though. He disappears and travels in time just on the drop of a hat. He can feel us coming a little bit ahead of time. He's always naked when he lands, kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger is in Terminator, that kind of thing. But he also gets sick as he travels to different places, and he travels back to where he started his adventure. It sounds complex trying to describe it, and it is complex at times trying to figure out what's going on, but it's actually, I'm intrigued, you know? I mean, the thing is, they only dropped one episode of this thing on HBO Max. It's going to be every Sunday night now until the series is done. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it deals with, you know, the troubles of being married to somebody who has this ability, even though they don't want it, to time travel. And then you mix that in with the complex nature that goes probably with every marriage. So, yeah, it's very interesting series. I really like the cast. I mean, mainly it's just Rose Leslie and Theo James, who is in the Divergent series. So you might recognize him from there. But, yeah, I really like it so far.
Good. No, I'm definitely going to check this out.
It's got the romantic thing going, Paul. So that probably would be, you know, an in for you to watch it with your wife. You know,
we can
that
cuddle,
sort of thing.
We just can say, cuddle on the couch.
Sci-fi romance tale.
Sci-fi romance. Okay. I love the time travel stuff. And
I do too. I do too. But you know, there's always something you're going to find wrong with it. You know, there's leaps of logic that you have to take. And again, it has this heavy Terminator feel to it. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, they show the behind of Theo James more than I would care to know. Oh. But hey, that's part of the perils of time travel. You disappear, your clothes remain behind, and then you end up naked as a jaybird when you land.
I hate it when that happens. And so do the people around me. Okay, I'm going to add that to my queue. Let's play a clip from Candy on Hulu.
What is wrong?
I know, it makes me horrible.
I have an affair.
That's a bad assessment.
He's married.
I know, but...
Don't I deserve more?
Candy, we were so close and...
I've just been so busy. She knows.
You had me a Jessica Biel. I want to hear more about this one. What do you make of Candy?
Well, this one is on Hulu. Jessica Biel, people may or may not know that she was born in Ely, Minnesota. Spent a few years there before she and landed somewhere else and eventually Hollywood and marries Justin Timberlake. But she is one heck of an actor. And in Candy... This is another true life crime tale, just like last week, Paul, with the staircase. This happened in 1980. Jessica Biel plays Candy Montgomery. She's this happy-go-lucky suburban housewife who snaps and commits a heinous crime. And I don't want to get into details, but it involves some friends of theirs. You know, again, it's one of these things that's a grabber. I mean, you know, when you see a film that's, you know, fictional or a TV show that's fictional, I don't know, there's just a little extra edge there knowing that this really happened. So, you know, it's immediately engaging. And, you know, just a very unusual suspect to commit this sort of heinous crime. So, you know, not having read about this particular crime, much in the way I didn't read about the staircase crime beforehand, I'm intrigued. Now, if you are a news junkie, and you probably already know about Candy Montgomery in this situation, but for as a viewer who really does, I'm very intrigued by the true crime stuff. Yeah, this one has me hooked.
Okay. What do you find yourself spending the most time on? I know you review across the board all the streamers, but I'm spending a lot more time on HBO Max and also Apple TV Plus, watching Tehran on Apple TV Plus,
which
is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, look, they both of those channels that you mentioned, I should say channel services, whatever you want to call them, apps, they're very, very good at bringing out compelling new content. I also find that Hulu is really, you know, coming in strong, too. You know, they had Dope Sick. They had The Dropout. Now they have Candy. They had Under the Banner of Heaven that came out recently. You know, it used to be, Paul, that remember where it's like, well, what's coming out in the fall, you know, with broadcast TV, you know? And then before you know it, they split seasons in two, so you had the spring premieres, you know, the second half of series. Now you got these streamers coming out every single week. But I have to say, I am so impressed with HBO Max, probably amongst the rest of them at this point, just because I think they're a bigger, you know, obviously, and you got a bigger company behind you. I mean, you have the ability to push out more and more content, and they've been coming out with some fantastic stuff, including Winning Time. That's another one of those that came out recently. So, yeah, it's hard to pick a favorite, you know, but right now, you know, Hulu and HBO Max and Apple TV Plus, they're all on a hot streak.
I still watch a lot of sports on the regular networks, but most of our television diet now is streaming, and it's peak TV. It's an arms race. It's just, you can't watch all the good stuff that's out there.
Well, the other thing to note, too, is that you got somebody like Amazon Prime when you got Jeff Bezos running the show. Next thing you know it, we're going to have Thursday nights on the NFL.
Yeah, that's
right. You know,
right.
They're even taking away the sports that would traditionally air on a certain day on a broadcast network. So I would imagine before too long we're going to see everything on streaming. You know, the other thing is, too, I mean, your local channels, you obviously can watch them with a digital antenna or cable if you still have that. But you can also get the apps, too. So, it's kind of like an all-in-one complete, it's a comprehensive package in a way, having, you know, like a Roku stick or an Amazon Fire stick or however you get your streaming.
Yeah. Well, thank you for always helping us to focus on what is especially worthy of our time. Tim Lammers, catch you on Friday, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Paul. And I heard Jordana call in yesterday. I will certainly be praying for her, and we'll certainly be sending streaming recommendations while she's stuck in Rochester.
Please do. Please do. Thank you, Tim. I know that means a lot.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll talk on Friday.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.